and a little child shall lead them.
We have some famous child leaders in the history of things, the world. How about King Tut? Known ultimately for having a tomb that was left untouched by grave robbers until it was discovered in the 1920s. Also, more recently, in the 70s, famous for, now when he was a young man, we never thought we'd see people stand in line to see the boy king. Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? That song? Steve Martin? No? Oh, well. King Tut. How about Puyi, the last emperor of China? Lived in the later years I'm not sure which dynasty, but after that was over, Puyi was a gardener. He lived the end of his life as a gardener. In the Old Testament, you've got kings Joash and Josiah. Joash was a king at age 7. His servants killed him when he was 30. Josiah became king when he was 8. And he had quite a go as the king, being described like this in 2 Kings 23. Before him, there was no king like him, who turned to the Lord with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his might, according to all the laws of Moses, nor did any like him arise after him. He was killed by the Egyptian pharaoh Necho when he was 39. Josiah, the boy king. There are stories of child leaders throughout history. Now, most often, if not always, associated with people who became leaders because of a family line. That's usually how it happened. But you can find child leaders other places. Maybe you have to look to the movies to find child leaders, so maybe we're just making them up. But think of Mikey and Chunk and Data and Andy and Mouth and Steph and Brand, the heroes of the Goonies. I really hope they do a remake or a sequel to that. There's always talk. There's that kid Kevin from the Home Alone movies. He single-handedly foiled the attempt of burglars at his house. One of my favorites is Charlie Bucket from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. He's a hero. Pretty recently, there's Harry, Hermione, and Ron. They're among the child heroes of the Harry Potter movies. Katniss, and to maybe a lesser extent, but importantly, Prim, heroes in the Hunger Games trilogy. And Rey, the hero of Star Wars, The Force Awakens. I love Rey's role. She's amazing. I wish we could find plenty of child leaders that weren't in TV or the movies. In TV and the movies, we may have been in awe of them, or we may have laughed with them, but we usually think that, in the real world, children don't rise up as leaders of everyone or anymore. And it's too bad that we're programmed to think that. Because just when we think that, we've got Malala Yousafzai, winner of the 2014 Nobel Peace Prize. And then in this week's reading, second week of Advent, turns our ideas around there, maybe starts to reprogram us. There are some familiar images from the reading from just a few weeks ago when I preached from Isaiah 65 about animals that don't spend lots of time together becoming buddies. And this time, another idea comes up. A little child shall lead them. Love. Love that part. We hear a little child, and I think we're programmed in that one to think about Jesus. Anything gentle and kind reminds us of Jesus, and that's great. But it doesn't tell the whole picture. I'm not sure that the image of Jesus in a manger is intended here in an Old Testament reading from Isaiah. The notion of a child leading, as upside down as that seems, is intended. But there's more to the passage. A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The verses that come right before that are this: "Look, the sovereign, the Lord of hosts, will lop the boughs with terrifying power. The tallest trees will be cut down. The lofty will be brought low. He will hack down the thickets of the forest with an axe. And Lebanon, with its majestic trees, will fall." It's not so gentle and meek. But then, from one of those stumps, there it is, that's where we start our reading today. From one of those stumps, a new branch is going to grow. People who wrote about Jesus' birth remembered those verses. They showed how Jesus' earthly ancestry came from Jesse through King David, who may have been the one these verses originally applied to. That makes sense. Jesus then becomes the ultimate David when you look at history, the ultimate anointed one. But still, there's more. "His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with a rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked." Well, the coming anointed one is going to be fair and just. And it's his words, not his sword, not his weapons, that will be enough to wipe out what is wicked. He'll strike with his mouth. His breath will kill the wicked. And so we've got words instead of weapons, and that's beautiful. And that's tied in with the unlikely pairing of the animals. So first, words instead of weapons. Then the wolf and the lamb together. The leopard and the goat together. The lion and the calf together. The bear and the cow. A snake and a baby. Everything is completely out of order. This is not just what Jesus does. This is put in the Old Testament. What everyone thought was the way things are isn't. You ever said that? You ever said, "Well, that's just the way it is"? Well, that's not the way it is. It doesn't have to be the way it is. Jesus shows us, the Old Testament shows us, peace instead of war, nature not doing what is natural, a little child leading the whole thing. That's what Advent is about. Anticipating the coming of one who changes what is. We can look at what is today. What's happening in the world as we hope, as we live in peace during this Advent? We have violence. We have war. We have poverty. We have disease. We have anger. We have racism, bigotry, selfishness, greed, hypocrisy, self-importance, self-righteousness, rejection. That is all so very present. And this morning's reading reminds us of the hope for a new way of being, a new way of thinking, a new way of living. It's a way of helpfulness. It's a way of peace. It's a way of prosperity. It's a way of health. Kindness, acceptance, sharing, generosity, humility, welcome. Those are way more important than the first one, so I want to read those again. These are the things that Jesus comes to bring. These are the things that we are to live for: helpfulness, peace, prosperity, health, kindness, acceptance, sharing, generosity, humility, welcome. In today's reading, there's an invitation for more getting ready. That's what we're doing during Advent. Looking forward to what God is doing, what can be in the world instead of, well, what is. Can we look forward and prepare to celebrate with hope? Or are we going to continue to laugh at what seems absurd? Let's be the people that look forward in hope. Hope coming from destruction. Unlikely allies, being led by a little child, child of promise, child of peace. Amen.